I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. The Vice President of Technology at FPPF is Peter Guerra. He's been on with us before, and I know, drivers, you've heard some of the reports, in fact, that Peter was featured in, and it's great to have him back today. Some useful information from our friends at FPPF. Peter, welcome back. Good to see you.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Let's talk about what's going on right now in terms of the issues that drivers may have with their trucks, fuel, and everything else in 2017. It's been a couple of years since you and I spoke last. These are the issues, of course, that FPP designs their products to help and
right.
with. And so let's talk about, I guess, where is the most common problem? Where would you say we would start here?
It still goes back to water and the fuel.
Okay.
Water causes a lot of negatives. First of all, lubricity in the fuel. They took the sulfur out. They took
right.
the lubricating quality of the fuel. Water makes it worse. Water can cause bacterial growth. And also taking the sulfur out, sulfur is a natural biocide, so it used to keep the bacteria under control.
Right.
You don't think of fuel as a food, but it's actually a food for bacteria. And now without the sulfur in the fuel, the tendency is if you have water and there's spores in the air, you are going to get bacteria. So we are designing our products to make sure that they get rid of the water.
Okay.
Now, they've done some things with technology. They have the water separators to eliminate the water, and the filters are better now than ever before.
Mm.
But they still don't get rid of all the types of water, because you can have water that's dissolved and water that's emulsified. So you still have to use a product that can eliminate all the water.
All right. So what is the product from FPPF in that case?
Our product, our original product and still our main product, is called Fuel Power. It's a natural water absorber. We use Fuel Power in our other value-added products. So we make a number of winter products. We make some products with added lubrication, cetane improvement, and we try to target every different segment. There are some trucks that with new technology, the type of additive that they require is different than the older technologies. They don't require as much of the lubrication improvement, but they need a additive that has stronger detergent qualities because with the DPFs, they go through a system called regeneration where they're taking the carbon deposits out of the fuel as they pass, but then after a while they build up so much that they have to eliminate them by a regeneration process. It shuts the truck down for a period of time, and they even have to physically remove the DPF system to clean it manually once or twice a year sometimes.
Mm.
So we have designed a product now that we call our diesel injector cleaner regen reduction product that will actually eliminate the need to do it as often. You're never going to eliminate the total need for this technology, but just keeping these regenerations down is going to be very helpful to the truckers.
Yeah, and so is there now Fuel Power that is available, as you mentioned, it's a part of an added value and some of the other products. Is it also available standalone?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's still our number one product,
yep.
The little white bottle,
yep.
8 ounces. It's in all the truck stops, and a lot of people identify FPPF with this product.
Okay. What's the next on the list in terms of the common problems out there?
Anti-gel.
Okay.
Still, diesel fuel gels up
right.
when it gets cold. And we have a number of anti-gelling products that include Fuel Power, because Fuel Power will eliminate the chance of icing. And then the products actually work to eliminate the building of crystals. What happens is that there's paraffin wax, and it's a regular just paraffin wax. It's a component in diesel fuel. It comes out of solution when the temperature is dropping to the point where it solidifies and builds crystals. And our product stops that from occurring, and that it puts a positive charge on all the molecules so they don't stick together. They repel each other, so it keeps the fuel liquid.
Right. And so this would be a preventive.
A preventative.
Okay. So you want to make sure that you're acting ahead. Is this something that you would necessarily use year-round? You're going to use this on a seasonal basis?
Definitely that is a winter product.
All
now,
right.
Year-round, we recommend our product called Lubricity Plus Fuel Power, which has the full dose of the fuel power. In
right.
addition, a lubrication, because, again, when they took the sulfur out, they eliminated the lubrication. Plus, it has a cetane kick. Cetane, analogous to gasoline, octane. The higher the number, the benefit to the truck is that you're burning the fuel more thoroughly, and
right.
you're not wasting it. You're not getting white smoke coming out, which is really unburned fuel. And so with the cetane kick and eliminating the water, you definitely have a great product for the year-round, and that's
yeah.
the product.
Just to go back just a moment, give us some perspective. On the average, where is that pour point for diesel? Where's the temperature, I guess, where that paraffin wax starts to set up and gelling becomes a problem?
Every fuel load is different.
Okay.
But I would say on average, when you get to about 30 degrees Fahrenheit,
yeah.
you're starting to see it.
Okay.
They call that the cloud point, where the fuel literally clouds. In the laboratory, there's a test they do to determine the opacity.
Mm.
And that is the point generally. By the time, if you have untreated fuel, and if it's average, I would say by the time you hit 10 degrees, it's pretty much solid.
Okay. Wow. Where are we right now in terms of, I mean, with ultra-low sulfur diesel being the of course, the standard essentially for the industry, we still have a biodiesel blend.
Oh, yes.
And so what are some of the other issues that that blend might bring to the table here?
Yeah, biodiesel, it's very popular, and, you know, it's a renewable fuel. Everyone's, you know, happy that we have it. But
right.
in reality, it costs about $1 to $1.50 a gallon more to make a gallon of biodiesel versus standard diesel fuel.
Mm.
Now, they are subsidized by the government, so
right.
that helps. But there's good and bad about it.
Mm.
One thing is that it tends to develop bacterial growth even greater than regular diesel fuel.
Right.
It's you know, it's a natural fat that they do some things to turn it into an ester, but basically it's a definite food. It goes rancid like butter.
Right.
And in a matter of a month, you're going to have bacteria if you have water present. And the other thing is that its cold weather characteristics are poor. Biodiesel is actually solid generally at about 30 degrees solid.
Wow.
Yeah.
And wow.
It's a real negative. And you, by using additives like our product, it's a lot more difficult to treat.
Okay.
It isn't as it doesn't have paraffin wax. It, you know, we were talking about how our product treats fuel, but with biodiesel, you literally have to just use a solvent to
right.
to keep it in solution. The other thing is that it tends to overclean the system,
mm.
and a lot of times if people are using biodiesel for the first time, they'll clean their system out so well that it actually causes some problems in that they're loosening up some dirt. Now, once the system's clean, it's okay.
Right.
The other factors are that it's inconsistent. Every batch of biodiesel is different. There aren't any major producers. There's a lot of smaller producers.
Mm.
Some start with tallow, which is like meat fat, as opposed to cleaner canola oil or soybean oil.
The plant-based, right.
The plant-based cleaner oils. Actually, those oils are better. They make a better diesel, biodiesel, and they're more expensive. So
right.
they tend to get the cheaper products just because it is a very expensive process.
Sure.
There are some new things going on. They're calling it renewable diesel. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Right.
And they call it green diesel. It's a biomass-based diesel, just like biodiesel, except that they do a different processing to it, and it produces a different product. It's not chemically like biodiesel. It's more like diesel fuel.
Oh, wow.
And that is something we're going to see in the next 10 years. I think that is going to knock out biodiesel.
Oh, interesting.
And it has better physical and chemical properties.
Yeah.
And they are selling some of it in California right now, limited basis, but that's what's going to happen in 10 years. I predict that biodiesel is going to be on its way out, and this renewable or green diesel is going to replace it.
And renewable, where's the source? Where is this coming from?
It starts with biomass, meaning that it's natural oils.
Yeah.
The same starting materials as biodiesel can be used. They process it different. They do a process called hydrotreating to it, and the refiners are all looking at it. This is kind of – everything will break with us in about another year. You're going to hear more and more about it, but that's going to be the future.
Very interesting. Yeah. And probably long-term, much more dependable, I guess, for the engines.
Yeah. And in a way, as an additive manufacturer, we kind of like from a selfish standpoint, when there are problems that we can solve, and is actually a better starting point.
Right.
So it's going to be good for everybody, though.
It'd be great for the industry.
Yeah.
Where are we in terms of the newer engines? I mean, we've gone through so many changes at going back with the introduction of EGR and then SER.
Right.
As you mentioned, the issues with diesel particulate filters, DEF, and all of this going on under the hood. What is it? What are some of those other issues, I guess, where FPPF steps in with a solution?
Well, again, we're kind of tracking what's going on and what the needs are. We've also come out with products that treat the appearance of the truck. Now we have cleaners and acid cleaners and regular truck wash, and so we're expanding the product line from that point of view. But with all the new technology, it's only good for the industry. And these new trucks, probably the big issue still is mileage.
Yeah.
And go back to cetane is the proper diesel injector cleaner. If you have a clean system and your cetane is high enough, you're going to get the best performance that you can. Now, we're also working on a technology where a combustion catalyst technology, and we're probably a year or two away from that, where it'll make you burn the fuel better without necessarily increasing the cetane.
Right.
So I think that is the next thing we're going to see from our industry.
Yeah.
But it's probably a year or two away for us to have a new product on that.
Sure. Always great stuff. And, of course, they can go to the website.
Definitely.
And find FPPF all over at Truck Stops Nationwide.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Great stuff. Peter Guerra, thank you for your time today. And thanks to the folks at FPPF for allowing you to come by and sit in with us.
Thank you so much.
All right.